And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, He that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. And they continued a season in ward. And he charged them, and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, Hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. When a man hath taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife which he hath taken. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, And the men arose and went away. And Joshua charged them that went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land, and describe it, and come again to me, that I may here cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath, wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in an honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Then answered one of the people and said, Thy father straitly charged the people with an oath, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food this day. And the people were faint. And charged the messenger, saying, When thou hast made an end of telling the matters of the war unto the king. And the man said unto Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee, and Abishai, and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord, and the commandment that I have charged thee with? For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, Eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies, which he testified against them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them, with whom the Lord had made a covenant, and charged them, saying, Ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. Then he called for Solomon his son, and charged him to build an house for the Lord God of Israel. Then shalt thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. And he charged them, saying, Thus shall ye do in the fear of the Lord faithfully and with a perfect heart. Thus saith Cyrus king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me, and he hath charged me to build him an house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set I at the gates, that there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her, for Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab the son of Rechab our father, in all that he had charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters. And Jesus straitly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, charged them that they should not make him known, that it might. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And he straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith and charged them that they should not make him known. And he goeth up into, and he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal they published it, and were beyond. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and of the leaven of Herod. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And her parents were astonished. But he charged them they should tell no man what was done. And he straitly charged them, and commanded them to tell no man that thing. So the chief captain then let the young man depart, and charged him, See thou tell no man that thou hast showed these things to me. As ye know how we exhorted and comforted, and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, if any man or woman that believeth hath widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed.